American Public Media.
A couple of weeks ago, we introduced a new regular segment on the program. We're following three investment clubs in Seattle, San Jose, and Fairfax, Virginia, as they figure out what to buy, sell, and hold throughout the year.
What sectors do you buy?
The stock didn't do very well.
Prices are going to continue to go up.
Join the club.
Today, we're visiting once again with the Seattle Club. Say hello to Meridian Pacific, the group of guys who get together once a week, this time at a coffee joint called Vivace.
Thank you.
The club has six members. Four of them showed up tonight: Sumit Sen, Sandy Fadke, Nathan Bugia, and Chen Lin. Like the good computer science guys they are, and yes, one of them works at Microsoft, all four have laptops set up on the coffeehouse table to research all the stock charts and reports they can stand. The club started out with everybody contributing to one investment account, but Sandy told me they stopped doing that about a year ago. The club is now more about sharing information.
All of us realize that we're actually investing more on our own and using everybody else here just to get a more diverse opinion, because you know how you can be trading late at night, you see a stock, you know, like, man, tomorrow it's going to go up.
No, actually, I don't know what that's like. But
so coming here gives us that extra time to bounce it off other people, and it's always interesting. Like Chen or Nate, Sumit, always have an additional perspective to add to it that you don't get at 11:30 at night when you place that limit order.
Yeah, limit orders. For all their sophistication now, none of these guys really knew anything about investing when they started or joined the club. Chen says he just funneled money into his 401k and hoped for the best.
Just terrified of the market. When I look, for example, when I looked at a financial report, I just couldn't tell what the numbers meant. So I think that changed from, you know, 3 years ago to where I am today, when I can actually read a 10Q or a quarterly, you know, prospectus report, and it makes sense of it.
And is that literally because of what you've learned here at the club? Because so many people would have the same reaction, that they're terrified of the market, that they have no idea how to read any of the quarterly or annual reports that come out from most companies.
No, that's totally true, absolutely. I think it's just having a group of people who are, you know, kind of like-minded and, you know, looking over the same data together, and so that helped me a tremendous amount.
Mm-hmm. So, Nathan, did you come into this knowing what a 10K was?
10 what now?
I guess when we first started to do an analysis of a company, I think my first one took 6 or 8 hours. Within a month or two, it got down to 1 or 2 hours.
And it's obviously helped all of them, because they've made a lot of good picks. Admittedly, some bad ones too. But Sumit shared one success story that shows the importance of knowing how to evaluate a company's worth.
One of the ones that we identified early on was a company called Infosys out of India. You know, we went through the balance sheet first, and they had a lot of cash on hand and no debt. And I remember it was like a $5 billion company at the time. And everyone sort of agreed that, you know, if we had the capital in 3 to 5 years, we think we'd be willing to pay like $8 billion for it.
If you had $8 billion.
If we had that kind of money lying around.
So what's it worth now? What is Infosys worth? Do you know?
$30 billion.
$30 billion. And they bought into the company when it was worth $5 billion. So there is a whole lot of method to the madness that is Wall Street. We'll hear more about Meridian Pacific's methods and madness and what they're buying and selling these days a bit later in the show. This is Marketplace Money from American Public Media.